Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. This is Miss Muscle. Yeah, we're talking all that stuff over there. But anyway, this program is sponsored by P4B Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4BMuscle.com. And now, like a Mac truck through ice cream, Desiree and I begin to talk. Hello, Desiree.
Hello, and crikey is the only thing that comes to mind.
It sounds good when you do that.
Woo! All right. Happy Thursday, everyone. Glad you could join us. Kaylin, how have you been?
As you can see, I sound a little bit nasally, but
yeah,
over the allergies and all that stuff in the air.
Well, there you go. And it must be the Australian strain of allergies that have hit you, because
well,
I think
that
that's definitely a side effect that you have going on. I know. Okay, very good. So
it's
tonight,
only because I know
folks
right,
in
I
listener
it.
Land, I do.
She knows that all of you.
I do. Hopefully I can keep up with it. Oi, oi, oi.
There you go.
So when I used to be in the Anytime Fitness biz and we would have our annual conferences and the Australian contingent would come, they would always do that cheer. You always knew where the Australians were. So tonight, it's just Kaylin and I. And you guys, so I hope you're ready to submit your questions. And you know what? We're actually encouraging you guys to call in tonight. I know we usually stray away from that because we usually get the weirdos. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just us when they feel like they connect and have a relationship. So
they look into the eye.
So they want to call and cut up.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's why we normally don't take live calls. Yes. But tonight we are. So it might be kind of fun. So if you have a legit question, statement, and or concern about our topic tonight, which is pro cards, we want you guys to dial in. And that number is 657-383-1476. And again, that's 657-383-1476. And you'll dial in. You'll be on hold until we're able to bring you in. And then we'll say hello, and you'll say hello, and we will talk. See how easy that is? Easy peasy lemon squeezy. So, Kaylin, why don't you go ahead and set up our show for us tonight?
After the easy peasy lemon squeezy, all I could think about was difficult, difficult, lemon, difficult.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's something I saw earlier. Oh, my goodness. Anywho. This show is a different one, but it was brought up, and it's a legitimate concern. You know, a lot of people just don't really factor in, you know, what a pro card entails because it becomes such a dream. And it's a real deal, let's be honest. It's something that can be attained in this lifetime because everything is usually out of reach, out of touch. But you figure if you're concerned about your health or anything else, this is something that's actually attainable. And it's a very serious thing, but, you know, because people can attain it and they're like the average Joe, and I don't want to say that with disrespect to any pro out there, because they started out the same way everyone else did, which is fine. And they worked really hard to get where they are. But they started from somewhere, and that's basically the average Joe moniker that so many people, I guess, back in the day did not want to even acknowledge that, you know, they started from a humble beginning. And so it became this air of nostalgia that you just had to be, like, serious. Because, you know, we talked about this before in the past where people hated it. Back in the day, it seemed like they hated training. They hated all aspects about it, but they somehow, some way, found a way to do it. And then, you know, as the bro science was basically dying out, and common sense and truth started filtering in, it became an even more attainable thing to be a fit person that could really have some kind of status, if you will, in life through, you know, winning. And the backside to that is that, you know, a lot of people caught on to that. And then as the organization started multiplying, not adding, you know, it could seem like we had 10 more organizations every year. Basically, that became the draw from those particular new venues and new shows and new organizations. So basically, it started to water down. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not dissing any person that did their work. I'm not dissing anybody that's basically paid their dues. But there is a certain understanding that we have to admit, and if we can't admit the truth, then we basically get in our own way and start stepping on ourselves. And one of those is that when you talk about a pro athlete, you're talking about a caliber that should be very hard to reach and very hard to attain. And what I mean by that is there were plenty of times when I played basketball that I really wanted to get better. And there was a lot of work that took you know, took into account most of your day was going to be driven around becoming better in basketball because that's the goal, to improve, and that takes time. You know, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, it takes an extreme amount of time to improve once you basically learn the gist of anything. Baseball, football, basketball, any sport you basically get into, there's going to be something that basically sets you apart as better. And when that happens, you basically start to stand out because either you're so driven or you're so good or both. And in that process, you start to improve on the fine. It's like you're fine-tuning everything. I remember looking at Rico when I went down to Virginia to work out with Rico. I'm sorry, Phil Ricardo Jr., and just looking at his bicep as he did a curl. And when he did that curl, his muscle was just doing things that I couldn't even imagine my bicep doing. And it was just amazing to watch. And I said, this is pro caliber bodybuilding. But there was an understanding that I was not on that level, just off watching him do a preacher bar curl. Am I making sense now?
Oh, yeah, you're making perfect sense. And just to help put all of this in a little bit of context is, you know, there was a comment that was shared amongst our network, because, you know, the Natty Nation is, we're far-reaching, but we're still pretty close-knit. And It said, need a pro card, extra cards given away. And that just kind of sparked a whole different dialogue. And this is just one of a couple things about pro cards that's been going around. And to Kalen's point, you know, what he is saying is that the pro card should be something to strive for. Winning should mean everything because it has taken so much work, time, and dedication. It's not supposed to be easy. And so, you know, the question becomes, you know, if someone is advertising extra pro cards given away, do you really want to be a winner of that kind of pro card? I mean, and I'm asking the question, yes or no. I mean, how much value does a pro card really have these days? I mean, we have our opinion on it, but we also want to start getting your opinion on it too. Maybe, you know, maybe, and there are those that would say, you know, the pro card is not the reason you compete. If you're just competing to win the pro card, then, you know, you're not really, I don't want to say a true athlete, but, you know, you've got your priorities in the wrong spot. So I've heard both sides of the argument. Go ahead, Kalen.
I would like to, because, you know, at some point, you know, and even I remember, like, a Tuesday show when we had I can't think of his name, Josh, on, and he was talking
Josh
about,
Miller.
You know, the lady that didn't want to compete because there was no way she's going to be able to compete with the lady that she thought was going to look better than her. And in my mind, that's the person I want. if that makes sense, because if you're going to create a better person in me by showing me what better is, because we all have an idea of what's good in our minds, and I've seen it more times than you can imagine, walking into a venue and someone that looks good in the gym and they're saying, you know, I'm going to go in and, you know, and they're promoting on Facebook or whatever social medium, and they're saying, you know, pull card ready, and everybody, oh, girl or oh, guy, get your stuff, get your money. And then they get there into the venue and they see, you know, what first place looks like. And then all hell breaks loose because now, you know, it's basically they're looking for an out. That's the person that Dez is basically referring, because if you're not ready to compete, then you should not be in the game. And let's be honest, if it's a sport, somebody's going to lose. And it shouldn't be where, you know, this person that, you know, really didn't place well in any other event is basically getting a pro card given. Because, you know, even the way it was promoted would cause me concern, given a pro card. Did you win it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, in my little opinion, you know, you've heard me say before, when I like to compete, I like to go where I know there's going to be a lot of competitors because I want to compete. And am I disappointed if I don't show well? Most definitely, because I never go into a show not wanting to place, but, you know, it can happen. But I prefer to, you know, be in a venue, in an environment where I know that it's going to be a good competition. And don't get me wrong, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a ton of competitors, because sometimes you can have few competitors, but they're all stacked. And it's tough, you know, whether there's three of them or 10 of them, it's going to be a hard competition regardless. But I'd like to know that that's what it is. And it's, you know, I never go into looking at a show thinking, oh, you know what, I'm going to go to this one because I think I can win my pro card there. I mean, that's never an attitude that I've taken to the stage.
Exactly.
And, you know, and maybe we're offending some folks that are listening to us. And again, this is all our opinion on how we see it. And if you see it differently, we definitely want to hear, because we're not here to downgrade anyone's opinion. We're here to have a conversation and to spark some dialogue and thought out there. Because you know what, if we're headed in the wrong direction and we're placing too much emphasis on, you know, winning a pro card, or we're not placing enough emphasis on it, that's, you know, those are all things to know. Because right now we're shaping opinion. You guys are shaping opinion in the people that you're talking to. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I've been in a situation where, you know, I specifically talked to the promoter and I'm like, hey, how many people do you have in this class, da-da-da, you know. And I specifically asked, are there enough killer organization? You have to have a minimum of 5. That's where my focus was at that point. And when I got there, it was just me and one other person. And, yeah, I happened to be blessed to win that particular show, but it didn't feel like I earned anything because there were just two of us. And that's not a shot at the other person at all. It just wasn't what I was expecting. It wasn't what I was there for, you know. And you go to some shows, and sometimes the classes are just so small, there's only one person. And I always wonder in the back of my head, you know, they're walking away with a medal and a huge trophy, but was that fulfilling to them? They put in all this work, and it was just them in their class. How fulfilling was that? And I wonder that again when you apply it to the conversation that we're having. How fulfilling is it to walk away with a pro card from a show that's just like, you know, advertising? You can win a pro card regardless just to try to boost numbers. How fulfilling is that really?
Exactly. And it does come down to the point, like you're saying, if you're a competitor, and anybody that's in any sport has to be a competitor, because if not, you're basically just playing pickup games. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you're out there to do. But a competitor wants to compete. Juanita Martin is a good example of a bodybuilder, a female bodybuilder that was just coming in like a wrecking ball for anybody that would show up, because people were so scared of a feminine, muscular woman. They weren't coming in, you know, because back then you had the stigma about women being too muscular. And she just happened to be coming in when that basically atmosphere was all around. And she could, you know, top five any show she showed up to, but nobody was showing up because they realized, you know, who's going to beat her. So basically she and one other woman would be there. And the other girl might be gym ready, but she was nowhere near the caliber that Juanita was bringing. And, you know, it hurt her, because this is the thing that she's saying. I wish that more people were there, because, you know, that's how you find out where you are. And, you know, I'll give a good example. And, you know, like my pastor always says, I can always use me as an example, because I don't care what people think about the life I've lived, because this is the life I've lived. So there's no shame in it. And when I played overseas, and this was in the Philippines, when I was playing basketball in the Philippines, we had a coach that had a great all-star team, but they weren't good as a team. So, you know, they could basically be a highlight reel any given game, but there wasn't much team in the team that we had. And we had a team over there that would just kick our 20 points, 30 points, just, you know, all the time doing that. And it would hurt, but every time the year rolled around, we played them twice a year before anything happened in the championships. I circled those games. I put stars around it, and I did everything else, because that was the team I wanted to beat. And I mean, any and everything I had to do legally, I was doing to improve, because if it meant running 4 extra miles to get better breath and wind, I'm doing it. If it took push-ups, if it took pull-ups, whatever it took to get better legally. And I'll say that all the time, because, you know, I'm learning that some people will do anything to be first place. I can't ever call it winning because of cheating. And I can never say that would be part of my life, because it's never happened. But legally doing something to improve, yes, I was doing it. You know, better shoes, whatever it took, I was willing to try it, because I wanted that team beaten on that year. And I remember my coach took us off of the schedule with them so we'd have a better chance of meeting up with them in the playoffs. And I was crushed. I mean, sitting in the locker room, and he's happy because, you know, we just got 3 extra wins in his mind getting to the end of the year. And I'm thinking, that's the team that basically made my whole year, because they were the best. Whether, you know, anybody on our team wanted to admit it, they were the best. That's who I'm basically setting my whole year for, is that team. And he asked me, you know, why was I so down when we were going to meet him in the championships? I said, we're going to kick our butts again, because we never have a chance to improve, because you're basically trying to keep the win, which, like you said, makes no win, because we're not really winning. If we're beating teams we're supposed to beat, so what? We're supposed to be the best, and the only way you can be the best is, like Ric Flair always says, if you want to beat a man, you got to beat the man. And how does that happen if you're basically handing things out? I don't want T-ball wins. I don't want everyone gets a trophy. I want to win. And that's not saying, you know, the other person has to lose. Beat me. But I want to beat you. I don't want it to be you're handing me something because basically no one showed up. And that's, you know, where some of these pro cards became an issue, because if you're giving this out, are you really winning it? Especially even if that's how it's promoted.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And well, you know, just to kind of back up what it is that you're saying, I've got a comment that I want to share from one of our Natty brothers. And he's basically saying that pros, pro elites, and master pros are my inspiration. I want my muscles to be as full, dense, and heavily striated as theirs. I want to be able to present my physique with the power, grace, and confidence they achieve and of which I am in awe. I'm giving everything I've got to improving my knowledge of training and nutrition, working tirelessly to improve my technique in the gym, trying my best to fine-tune every day and night to improve my physique, and practicing, practicing, practicing to improve my presence on stage. You know, reading the pros' comments about the years and years of consistent hard work they put in to learn their craft and eventually earn their pro status, I know I'm on the right path. It's a path that I love and that I truly feel fortunate to have as the foundation of my daily life. A medal for taking part, no thanks. Give me an almost unattainable goal, and I'll be fulfilled in my quest.
Wow. I like that.
So, yeah, so I think he's, you know, pretty much summed up everything that we've been saying, so we know we're not alone in how we look at things. You know, sometimes we will be. But I guess my question is, in your opinion, Kaylin, do you think some promoters are using the pro card to try and increase numbers?
Max numbers, yes.
Is actually hurting the amateur side of the sport versus helping it. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't say the amateur side. I would say the pro side is taking the beating, because if you think about it, they win that pro card and then they got to back up that pro status. And Ryan Doris had the best statement that could be made when he said that it's one thing to win a pro card, but it's something totally different to step on a pro stage, because that's the big boys and or fit women. So you're talking, you know, okay, I played a certain way in high school. I played a certain way in college, but when I stepped on a professional arena or venue or field, everybody's as good as me. Everybody. What am I doing that stands out among the best? When you start thinking on that level, that's something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have a high school athleticism stepping on a professional arena, because it stands out so poorly that everything basically is lessened and lowered. I don't want to say cheapened, because everybody's doing the work in the high school, and I guarantee is getting his best at that level. When you're talking about a professional event, these guys ain't playing. They know the deal. They know the work. Their muscles, the muscle maturity we speak of, the muscle memory that knows to engage. Like I was talking about when Rico was just basically doing a bicep curl, and you could see where those hours of posing had just transformed that muscle, where it's not just a bicep, it's got its own basically hemisphere, because it's doing so many things that you don't even expect. And that's just working out with somebody, and you can see all these things. Imagine an audience that sees it standing. You got one pro on one side, one pro on the other side, and a pro card winner in the middle. There's no comparison. And when you have that, believe me, it either makes a person quit or makes them realize, you know, I need years off, where basically all they need to do is get better. But that mentality doesn't come back in a hurry. When you're injured physically, you have recovery time, and nobody questions it. But if you're a pro card winner and you don't play, how much recovery time is given for that mentally? Because, you know, if we're talking about natural athletes, we're also talking about natural mentality. There is no drug you can take that can bring back that mindset, that, you know, that drive, that motivation, that inner motivation. When it's stripped away, it either is regained or it basically is lost. If we're going to increase the natural industry in a way that's successful, sustainable, and healthy for the athlete, it has to be both mentally and physically. Without that, we're basically overlooking the drive and motor of the business, which is the competitor.
And that's, you know, and that is a that's a really good perspective that you bring up there about recovering mentally and emotionally when you're transitioning from an amateur stage to a pro stage, especially at the bodybuilding level. Because, you know, there are some athletes that can make that transition in the same year, and they've got the conditioning, they've got the physique, they've got the stage presence, and they're able to perform well, and they place well on a pro stage their first time out of the gate. But then for those who don't, you're right. How much time, you know, are they given to recover? Where is the support system there to keep that encouragement going, and make sure that they come back? You know, because I'm not even sure what the percentage is of first-time athletes that step on a pro stage and don't come back. But there are quite a few that earn a pro card to begin with and never step on a pro stage. It's almost, and if that was their bucket list and they just wanted to see if they could do it and then they have no desire to do it, then that's cool. But, you know, you just always wonder what is the divide that stops them from doing that. And so we've got a question here from Beth, and she wants to know what we have against pro cards. And I'll go ahead and share what I think on that, and then Kaylin can go ahead and answer that too. And I personally don't have a problem with pro cards or anything against it. I mean, I think it's a necessary part of the sport. It gives you something to work towards and something to attain. The question is not whether or not we should have pro cards. It's how easily one should be able to earn one. And I don't think it should be next to impossible, but I think the question or the word there to focus on is earn. You know, in the face of some promoters just giving them out like candy to try and increase numbers versus, you know, creating a healthy competitive environment where the athlete has to earn the honor that's been given to them, you know. They're not participation certificates. Everybody doesn't get one. And I think that's the point of it. That's what creates the pro class, and they help set the standard for, you know, people coming through the ranks of what can be. So I personally don't have anything against pro cards. You know, I'm all about it. I strive to earn them myself, but again, it's in earning them. I don't want one given to me. Kaylin, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm going to basically sidestep and put emphasis on, I think, what people are missing. And winning a show is not the same as winning a pro card. And I hope everyone understands an overall winner is a big thing. That should be the emphasis of a show, if we're talking truth. I've played in enough sports to where one game makes a whole difference for a year, but it's the championship that really matters. Now, you get on stage and you win your class, that's a wonderful thing. That should be emphasized. If you get on, like when Josh was talking about how the guy won his class, won his, you know, the heavyweight, and then won the overall, those are big deals. And we're basically jumping over all of that just to say who won a pro card. And I'm thinking, like you said, you can pick a time of day, and anybody has a chance to win at a show or a pro card. if basically they're being handed out where there's no true competition. And I think that's what Dez is pointing out quite nicely, is that we can't overlook the things that really matter, because when you go to a show and it's your first one, the only competitors you'll ever know at that time are the people you're sharing the stage with. And that's a big deal for a natural athlete. That's a big deal for a natural competitor. And we shouldn't sidetrack or demean that because, you know, we're trying to get those pro cards out there because they got another show to compete in, and it's going to be on a pro caliber stage. You can't just keep taking away the truth of the matter and expecting to see the truth next time you're around that person. A good example is, there's no need for names, so we're just gonna go back. That I'll just use the event and basically what happened in the rundown, where a competitor showed up in phenomenal physique, but it was more in men's physique than bodybuilding. But he was the best body on stage that day in bodybuilding, and he won. And I said, you know, he should win because this is basically all the criteria other than muscle fullness, but every other component was there. The muscle fullness would be a factor on a pro stage. There were some of the judges that were very frustrated because he wasn't hitting one criteria. And this is something that we used to have to deal with in the past. And I said, that shouldn't be a factor if every other component of the criteria is matched other than muscle fullness. One thing keeps you from winning simply because he doesn't have the size. I said later on the pro stage, it's going to be an issue. But right now, he's the best guy in the building on the amateur side. Like I said, he just had a classic physique look. But if you're talking about what the criteria, who fits it best, he was the guy. The only problem with that is that because that was what he thought a pro was supposed to look like, what do you think happened when he stepped on a pro stage?
His eyes were open.
He stepped on stage with the same physique. And he asked me then, because I was so driven, he was in the area when this discussion was being had, and he heard me basically defending his right for his overall win and his pro card, which is true. I was not lying when I said it then. I'm not lying when I say it now. He was the best in the building. The only problem was he thought this is the look of a pro. When he stepped on stage the next time in a Chicago arena, he asked me, what do you think? And I said, how many people are in here on the pro stage? And he said, 12. I said, if you get 13th, you'll be lucky. Because he still had the physique that went with men's physique and not men's bodybuilding. And he was very mentally wounded by this because he felt betrayed by me and the judges. Because if I'm good enough to win a pro card, why aren't I good enough to place better? And that's a good, legitimate question if you don't go and get the feedback from the judges. If the judges aren't truthful with what they need to tell you, and you know that you've heard it sometimes, and I know I've heard it, where, okay, what do I need to improve? Well, you need a better tan. That's not a response. That's just not legitimate. There has to be something other than a bad tan that keeps me from placing. You know, all right, bad tan won't show all the muscle, it makes me look shiny and flat, but that's not enough to justify not placing, especially when you have that many competitors on the stage. So, you know, but those are being dealt with, like the head judge we had, where she said those people are basically being weeded out. But also, like I said, the mental damage that comes from him suffering betrayal, what he felt, you know, the world's against you. And, you know, when you talk about the diets that we endure, you get some pretty crazy thoughts as you go through a prep. So I'm not knocking that part, but we do go through some challenges mentally as well as physically. But just think, you know, this guy basically moved out of state because he was so hurt and so ashamed. And, you know, some people might be listening and say, you know, oh, my goodness, that's too dramatic. But no, if this is what you're driven to do, if this an overall win, and you can't really compare it to anything else in any other sport, because that's when you talk about hundreds of competitors in a venue, this is what the mind goes through. When you talk about, you know, this caliber of greatness that's in a venue, and then you top all of that, and you still got a year to go of competing, that's a beautiful feeling. And we can't just throw that away like a baby with a bathwater. That's a big deal. And you have that overall trophy. That's a big deal. And then you don't even play on a pro stage. That's a big deal. And so when we talk about a pro card, where is the value in it if you have the person that basically couldn't play fifth in an amateur show the next time you see them? These are the things we have to think about going into the future of natural bodybuilding, because this is what's going to happen. If we keep, and like you said, if they're doing bucket lists and they get that pro card, you know, they got their social media status, you know, hooray. But the industry suffers. And if, you know, people don't care about that, that's fine. Like you said, that's for them. But there are people who love this industry and are putting their heart and soul in it, and they want it to succeed. Do we address their needs as well, or do we just keep basically trying to fill the numbers? Because one is sustainable and one is not.
So a lot to think about there. Beth, I hope that answers your question, and
I'm sorry.
If, you know, you've got a follow-up, please let us know. No, there's nothing to be sorry about. And I think you also touched on a couple of other questions that we had. You know, Alex wanted to know, what's the point in a pro card if they are too easy to win? And, you know, Billy was thinking, you know, is this just more about social status than a pro card win?
That's a good one.
Yep. And again, I think, like we've talked about, it just kind of all depends on, you know, what your perspective is going into it and what you want coming out of it. And for some people, it is a bucket list and it is a status thing, and cool, they still earned it. They can claim it. And then, you know, if it's like, you know, our listener who shared his thoughts on what it really means to him to be striving towards a pro card, you know, they're two different camps. Oh, sorry, Ashley. Ashley has shared with us that her goal is to win, to compete and win a pro card, and we are not helping. Obviously, we are not doing a good job with this argument, because we're coming across as anti-pro card, and that's not it. My whole point is, it is a big deal, as Kaylin was saying. It's a very big deal, and I'm all about standards that uphold the value of the pro card. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Maybe that's just it. Instead of making it, because it is totally attainable. Doesn't mean it's attainable right out of the gate. For most of us, it's not. I competed for several shows before I earned a pro card in the Masters division, and I'm still working towards a pro card in the Open. And so, you know, that's the perspective that I'm coming at it from. And, you know, this is the year I have to step on a pro stage regardless. I have my window of, you know, continuing to improve my physique and getting pro ready is coming to a close for the organization that I earned my pro card in. So I am not anti-pro card. I still have goals and ideas in my head of how I would ultimately like to win a pro card. I'm not saying an open is any less valuable than a pro card in a master's division. I'm not saying that at all. I just have my own personal goals, and that's all I hope anyone takes away from that. I'm just striving for, you know, something a little different. But either way, I am pro card in that part of the process. So sorry if I'm coming across like negative Nancy and I'm saying that I don't agree with pro cards. I totally do. I just am in support of maintaining the value of the pro card part of the system and not devaluing it. So hopefully that helps a little bit. I don't know. I guess you just never know how your words are going to come across. So hopefully that helps to clear some things up as to how I really feel about this whole thing. But, I mean, it is just one of those conversations that sparks a lot of different emotions in athletes or, you know, people that are on the fringes of the sport. So supporters, not necessarily athletes, but they all have an opinion because we're all involved and we're all watching and we all love and support an athlete in there somehow. So anyway, Ashley's family, support her. Help her be the support network she needs to earn that pro card. But again, the emphasis is on earn. And it may take a year. She may win it her next show out. I don't know. I wish Ashley all the best. That's the way it goes. You have some of the first-timers stepping on stage. They win their class, and they win the overall because that's the package that they brought, and it was phenomenal. It happens. And for some of the rest of us, like me, it takes consistent training over time. My physique is still not at 100% of where I know it can be, but again, I'm a work in progress, and it might take several shows and lots more practice, and that happens too. But at the end of the day, whether it's your first time out of the gate or it's taken you a couple of years or however long it takes you to earn that card, it should have the same value because the same amount of work went into it. Some of us, it just takes us longer to achieve what others are able to achieve, you know, what seems like a shorter window of time. But the one thing we've talked about before and that we don't know is how many years or length of time they put work in the gym before they even stepped on stage. Some of us put in, you know, 3 months and decide to step on stage. Others have been in the gym for 2, 3, 4, 5 years before they step on stage for the first time, and their physique show it. So, that, again, that's just the beauty of the sport. But the one thing that is consistent is it's the level of work that gets you there. And I think that's what we're saying is important, is the level of work should be representative by the award. The award should represent the level of work, not just for the sake of being there. So, all right, I think I've beaten that horse to death. I got no more to say about that.
And thankfully,
there is
I
another
do.
Area. Oh, okay. Well, then you keep going. But I do have another. Thought with regard
to
pro cards that we'll transition to.
Yeah. So with Billy, and he brings up a very good point, and thanks for bringing this up, Billy, because it's a good question. The social status. I mean, because like we are in the world of me right now in microwave mentality. Everything should be, oh, I want to do this. 2 months later, you're successful business. I want to do whatever. And, you know, I'll bring two names, and then I'll add two more. Kevin Garnett and James. I don't even like saying the name of the team because it is our rival in basketball. But LeBron James. Then I'll bring two more names, Marcus Liberty and Randy Dawg. Two came right out of high school, and they were very successful in the NBA. The other two came out of high school and they played in the NBA, and then they withered out because really they were all-star caliber in high school against all-star caliber high schoolers. But when you're jumping into the pros, you're talking about, like I said, everybody is on your level. Everybody. There isn't a weakness. They're just improved on strengths. So basically everybody found their faults, found their weaknesses, and found a way to improve on them. And basically, you're still dealing with all your flaws and trying to keep up. One of the hardest things to do in any sport is come from behind and win. It's incredibly hard because you not only have to match the team winning, you have to improve on their winning so you can win. It's no different in bodybuilding. Like Bez was saying, if we're stepping on stage subpar, the next time you come out, you have to be better than you were and they are currently. That's a giant step in muscle. In a natural athlete, that's very hard to do. Like Dev was saying, there's plenty of times when you step on stage and you're the best because you've done all the work you should have. And your body is actually ahead of the game. I've seen it. And God knows there's no jealousy. You're wondering what the heck they did to get that muscle maturity in such a young body. It happens, like Dev said. Now, you basically transplant that where you're saying, I want that social media status moniker of such and such pro, such and such bodybuilding pro, natural bodybuilding pro. You're talking about a whole different mindset. So basically you devalue it just by wanting a pro card and having it given to you because that's all that's happened. Trust me. There's plenty of people that are trophy hunters, but they want the status of the trophy, not the hard work of the win. You're talking about two different arenas. So, Billy, I'm glad you brought that up because there are people that simply want that title earned. You're talking about a subpar physique with a subpar thinking and a pro card status. All the people that come before that, that do the work, that put in the time, that give their heart and soul to improve the body and the body of work for the sport they love, you can't devalue that. You can't take away from that simply because it was a bucket list project. Giving your all to basically win one show and giving your all to improve what you love. Think about that. That's basically an anthill compared to a volcano. And you just can't cheapen all these pros that we have competing by just doling these things out like they said they can be. Because there's too much involved for one show. There's too much involved for one person's body. There's too much involved with support groups. There's too much involved with the people that are around you all the time dealing with your crazy behind as you go through your prep. There's just too much involved with the heart and soul. And just, like I said, an overall win at a show should be basically the pinnacle of competing. The pro card should be the icing on the cake of being the best. But you should not be just, like, and granted, there's shows, like they said, everybody's thing. I don't mind where people are winning pro card because basically it depends on the judges for that day on who, if it's hit or miss. I truly understand it, and I'm not taking away anything like Dev was saying. We're not devaluing people that win.
No.
I'm more on the side of giving away cards to bring in numbers. I have a big issue with that because I've seen the work these pros do. I've seen the work the amateurs do. They bust their behind. They work incredibly hard. And if you've got T-ball wins, then that's a big issue because what does that mean to the amount of work they put in their life to win? If this is all that has to happen is I got to show up. There's a difference between, you know, not knowing who's going to show up and you still show up and do your best, or saying, because I know this person has 30 pro cards at the event, then that's the show I'm doing because I got a better chance of winning. That's not competition. That's basically T-ball. And if you're talking about a pro, there should be much more value to that. And, Billy, I hope that really gets to the whole root of what you're talking about, because, you know, like I said, that's a very good question, and that's dead and I thoughts.
Yep. No, I'm in total agreement, and I'm going to touch on the flip side of this briefly, because, I don't know, you let us start talking, and we just rattle on. We're running out of time already. But, you know, as I had said earlier, on the other side of the coin here is that, so we're very focused on the pro card discussion. Obviously, Kaylin and I are in support of the pro card as part of the model for the natural bodybuilding community. But there are those also who are like, you know what, pro card, that shouldn't be your focus. If that's the only thing you focused on, then your focus is in the wrong area. And so I'm just going to share this one comment because, you know, we need to consider both sides of the argument. Again, we're just discussing. We've shared our opinion. You can agree with us. You can disagree with us. You can broaden our horizons if you want to share yours. And they are opinions. This opinion is that there's too much emphasis put on earning a pro card. Not sure what people think earning a pro card will do for them. In my experience, it is simply an achievement. It doesn't change your life or make you famous. Shake my head. And there you have it. And in certain instances, he's true. I guess but it all depends on what you do with it. It could change your life. It could change the life of the people watching you who strive to be more like you because you earned a pro card status. And again, I'm not trying to make anyone a false idol or do anything along those lines, but sometimes, you know, you are the person who motivates someone else to change their life for the better. Yes, Kaylin.
There is an issue I have with that, because usually it's the person that won that makes this statement. But if you can go back, and we can now, thanks to Facebook memories, check their status as they're preparing. And all the people they've asked to take that journey with them. And this is the thing that I have with, because this was something that I actually got into a debate with about 4 years back, where this guy was like, you know, help me on my journey, help me with my goal, and, you know, then this, that, and whatever. And he ended up going to a show that he won, but he didn't really have the caliber of competition that he expected, and so his heart just wasn't in the win. And because of that, he basically got a little upset, frustrated. And it was more to the point of, you know, this kind of sucks. I thought this was going to be more to it, and that, whatever. So started a personal page, started all this other stuff, and didn't keep up. So basically you had 1 year of all kinds of posts about competing and the next year and whatever. But like you said, because the flavor had been lost and it just felt so cheated and robbed that it just wasn't, basically wasn't the win that they expected. And, you know, if you don't have that caliber of competition, I get it. I really do. But then it's like, well, you know, then what's the point? Why are we doing this? This kind of sucks. You know, so everything that was taking them on the journey, and like you said, look at all the people that were stripped of that journey that they took with them. And then all of a sudden now, the whole thing sucks, life sucks, you know, this is terrible, it's not really a big deal. You know, everything that was love is now hatred. And it seemed like it was more bashing on the page than anything. And then 6 months after that, no posts. Because now they don't even care to compete, and everything's just bad. And I was thinking, after all of that, and join me, help me on my journey, and all these other things, now nothing. And for some reason, the people that followed him suffered more than he did. So, all right, if we're going to do, like you said, we're going to join you on that journey, shouldn't it be the whole journey, the ups and the downs? We can't, you know, it's like, I agree with that statement that was made, but I would say go back to when it did mean something. Go back to when it did have value. And go back to all those other things and you'll see why the pro card has so meaning for the people that are putting their heart and soul with it, in it, because that was what that person was doing at that time. They were putting their heart and soul into it, and it did have meaning. It did have value. And because you got to a show where basically you were doling them out like cakes, now you see, oh, well, this sucks. And it does. It really does. Like you were saying, you go to compete. And if you don't have that competition, then yeah. It, I mean, can you imagine being in the NBA and you have the Cleveland Cavaliers and you have the Bulls, and then you've basically got Division III high school team show up because the bus for the Cleveland Cavaliers got derailed and they won't make it. So basically they just grabbed a bunch of people and threw them in there that were high schoolers that could actually play, but not on a level of professional. What do you have? You know, you telling me the Bulls are supposed to be happy with that win? No. And they will feel like they got robbed of a win and a victory because you win because you're playing equal caliber competition. And that's what the pro level is. The amateurs are finding their way, but the pros are already there. And it's just, oh, we could go on for days on this one, so I'll just shut up. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, when you got passionate about a topic, it's easy to get lost in the words, for sure. But hopefully we've given you guys something to think about. We didn't even get to the other side of the pro card debate that's been rolling around, and I will just save that for another day because there's no point in really getting started with that now. But
exactly.
You know, we all have our different reasons of why we do things, and you know, we are creatures that look for, I don't even know if we, yeah, we do look for it, but we require gratification either in a job well done and knowing that
mm-hmm.
what you have done
yes.
makes a difference. You know, it comes in all sorts of forms, but it is something that makes each and every one of our lives more fulfilling, more worth living, something to strive for. It's a sense of gratification, of achievement, that I've done something that's either meaningful to me or meaningful to those around me. So at the end of the day, I think if you choose to be an athlete in the bodybuilding arena, that's part of what the pro card provides. Yes, a big chunk of that is you against you, coming back to the stage with a better package than you had the first time, leading
yeah.
a healthier life, losing that weight to achieve something you never thought you could do, whatever it was that put you on the stage. At the end of the day, it all wraps into your sense of value and how you achieve gratification and determine your self-worth. So, you know, I value the pro card for that reason, and that it does give us something to strive for and improve towards. I mean, as an athlete, we do look for that. I don't think there's any way around it. Kaylin, you've got
exactly.
the last thoughts and the snickerdoodle shout-out.
Well, I would like to end it on a happy note and saying that a pro card is very valuable to us. And if anybody thinks that different, then they're completely wrong. And we're saying we want that value to maintain that that high level by being earned and not given, because the overall trophy should be amazing. The overall win should be fantastic and phenomenal. But that pro card should be earned. I don't care what you show up looking like. That should be the thing that basically stands above everything else. An overall trophy should be massive. I mean, it should be basically something that you can't fit in your house. If we're going to do it like that, let's do it complete. And that's, I think that should be the focus of why you show up. This is what you win because this is such a great show and venue. But when you talk about a pro card, it should be true competition, not just given. Because, I mean, I've never agreed with T-ball wins. I think, you know, participation trophies just don't cut it for the environment, for children learning to be adults. That's, like I said, this is an opinion. I'm not asking anybody to follow that. This is what I believe, and this is what drives me. Everybody has a right to their own thoughts, and I will not stand before God and have to say, you know, I've tried to direct people my way, because if we're going to direct you anywhere, it's lead to His will and not our own. So I will leave it at that. We love the value in poll cards, and we want to maintain that. And I think that's a big, big deal for both Dad and I. And Snickerdoodle.
And Snickerdoodle, and there you have it. So on behalf of myself, Kaylin, the boys at P4P Muscle, pro cards everywhere, your body's a temple, so let's build it.